This is a copyrighted work. Unauthorized copying or distribution is a crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a fine of $250,000.
Scholastic Audio presents Dragon Masters, Book 2, Saving the Sun Dragon, by Tracy West, read by Emily Ellett. Before we start, while the Dragon Master's world is not the real world, many of the characters and places in it are inspired by real-world cultures. For this reason, I'll be pronouncing the names of these characters and places the way they'd be pronounced in the real world. These pronunciations may differ from how you think a name might sound based on its spelling alone. Chapter 1. Dragons in the Sky. Drake shaded his eyes from the sun. He was standing in the Valley of Clouds behind King Roland's castle. Not long ago, Drake had never even been to the castle. But now he lived here, and he had an important job. He was a dragon master, someone who had been chosen by the Dragonstone to work with dragons. Above him, three dragons flew in the bright blue sky. Griffith, the wizard who taught the young dragon masters, watched as the dragons practiced flying. Vulcan, a big red fire dragon, flew across the valley. He shot a burst of fire into the air.